Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 14th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, Apple chipmaker TSMC has reported record profits for the holiday quarter, including easily beating analyst expectations. The company also reported year-over-year revenue growth of 24%, a quarter of it being driven by Apple itself. TSMC makes Apple's A-series and M-series processors, and the company says it has big expectations and big plans for the next 3 years. The company says that it plans to increase capital spending to between $40 billion and $44 billion in 2022, an increase from the $30 billion that it spent last year. TSMC describes this as a multi-year industry megatrend of strong chip demand boosted by new technologies, including, of course, the Apple Silicon transition for the Mac. And with chip foundries struggling to catch up with demand, some analysts have expressed concern about a boom and bust phenomenon, where the shortage is eventually reversed, and chipmakers have overinvested and overgenerated supply, leading to falling prices. TSMC, however, isn't concerned about this and is confident that demand for chips will keep increasing, and that its technical lead in even smaller processes will ensure its continued success. TSMC has also been trying to diversify its customer base to be less dependent on Apple, but currently it's clear that Apple and TSMC are both as reliant on each other as ever before, and that isn't expected to change anytime soon. In other news today, we're still several months away from the iPhone 14 announcement, but a new report says that the iPhone 14 Pro is set to see a massive improvement in camera technology, with the rear camera wide-angle sensor being upgraded to 48 megapixels. This corroborates information previously reported by analyst Ming-Chi Kuo. This is a massive increase from the current 12-megapixel sensor in the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 13. It also marks the first time that Apple has increased the megapixel count of the iPhone's rear camera since the iPhone 6S. And while Apple is readying this increase in megapixels, this doesn't necessarily mean that the final output resolution of an image will be 48 megapixels. This may remain at 12 megapixels because more is not always better when it comes to megapixel count. While more megapixels theoretically means more detail when you show photos at larger sizes, there is a big downside to doing so on the same sized sensor. Cramming more megapixels into the same space means that each pixel has to be smaller, and that increases noise at low light levels. So it seems like a very likely bet that Apple will be using this technology in a way that's known as four-cell output merge, where the sensor has 48 megapixels, but they are grouped together in clusters of four to generate a higher quality 12-megapixel image. This is similar to the approach taken by some Android manufacturers, and we expect Apple to tout it as one of the biggest updates with this year's iPhone 14 Pro. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. If you're keeping track of a New Year's resolution, HabitMinder is a must-have application for your iPhone and your Apple Watch. HabitMinder is designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. It features a clean and simple interface and more than 50 predefined habit ideas that are available to choose from. But of course, you can also create your own habits and track them directly in the application. You can view statistics for how well you've been achieving your new habits every day, quickly log your habits via the HabitMinder application on Apple Watch, customize all of your habits to be exactly how you want them to be, and view progress directly from your iPhone's home screen using home screen widgets. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store for iPhone and Apple Watch and Mac as a free download. Rounding out today, for the first time since iOS 15 was released to the public last September, Apple has announced the official installation and adoption numbers of the latest iOS version. According to Apple, iOS 15 is currently installed on 72% of iPhones released in the last 4 years. Meanwhile, 26% of iPhones are still running iOS 14, and 2% are running an even earlier version. And as for iOS adoption among all devices, regardless of when they were released, 63% are running iOS 15, 30% are running iOS 14, and 7% are running something earlier. It's interesting to look at how these numbers, specifically iOS 15 adoption, compare to iOS 14 last year. Last year, Apple published its first update on iOS 14 adoption on December 16th, saying that iOS 14 was running on 81% of iPhones introduced in the last 4 years, and 72% of iPhones regardless of release date. This year, Apple has provided its first update on iOS 15 adoption nearly a month later than last year, and adoption numbers are slightly lower at 72% and 63%. But the key thing to remember is that up until now, Apple has actually allowed iPhone users to remain on iOS 14 and still receive security updates. Apple is starting to be more aggressive in its push to get everyone to update to iOS 15, but that's only a change that it has made recently. So, of course, Apple's iOS adoption numbers are still far better than some of the numbers you see in the Android world. And now that Apple is ramping up its push to get people on iOS 15, we expect the adoption numbers to start to pick up. That wraps up another week of 9-to-5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review. My thanks to HabitMinder for sponsoring the show this week. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.